Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is bringing the B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Avin Rezivik Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue talking about people who don't have a chelek l'olam haba, Anshi Irani Dachas. The people of Irani Dachas, which we had learned previously, means the majority of the city, Sort of the Zara, they don't have a chelek in olam haba. Shnemar, because the pasuk says Yatzu Anoshim B'nei Blial Mikir Becha V'Yadichu As Yosh V'Iram. And the word Blial over here is being understood to mean as Banim She'enum Olam T'chilas Hamesim. People are not going to come up by T'chilas Hamesim, so they don't have a chelek in olam haba. Now, once we mentioned people of Irani Dachas, we go on to discuss the specifics of what exactly makes a city in Irani Dachas. People are not going to be killed. The people that were the Madichim, they were the ones that incited and got everyone to do Avodah Zarah. They have to be from that city. They have to be residents. And from that Shevet of those people, the majority of the city had to have done Avodah Zarah. It has to be they got the men to do Avodah Zarah. However, if they got women and children to do Avodah Zarah, or just the minority of the city did Avodah Zarah, or the people that got everyone to do Avodah Zarah were not residents of the city, they were from outside, then everyone who did Avodah Zarah here is judged like an individual, and they're not going to be collectively killed by the sword, which is Misav Hereg, which is what Irani Dachas gets. Everyone's going to be judged individually to get Skila, which is what an individual who's Avodah Zarah gets. Now, when we're judging Irani Dachas, each and every person in the city needs to have two Eidim and a warning, even though again they're being judged as a collective, each one needs their own edim. And zechayim bechidim b'merubim. This is a chomer we find by yachid, by an individual does avod zara over a rav when there's a lot of people that does shaychidim beskila. An individual that does avod zara, he gets skila, which is the most chomer misa. Because of this, their money is saved. We know that a person does avod zara, his family gets to keep his money, nothing happens to it. But v'merubim besayif. When many people, when an irani dachas, when they get judged, it's besayif with a sword, and that's a lesser type of misa. Therefore, Mainam Aved, the Torah says that their money gets destroyed, and that's Chomer they have that an individual does not. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Hake Taka es Vagoimer. We're just going to read the main part of the pasuk, which says, Hake Taka es Yoshve Ha'ir Hahi Lefi Charev. You shall surely strike the residents of this city by sword. That means that when we're judging a city, whether or not it's Irani Dachas, we look at the residents of the city. What's considered a resident? So the Mishnah tells a Chiddush, Hachameres, a traveling caravan of donkeys, Vagameles, or a traveling caravan of camels, Ha'iveres Makom Makom, that goes from place to place, but often they'll hang out in a city for a while. They can actually save the city. Let's say, for example, you have a city of 100 people, 60 of whom were Ovid Avodah Zarah, but at that time there happened to have been a caravan of 30 people that was hanging out in the city for a while. They're counted as people of the city. That means that the majority did not serve Avodah Zarah, because the 40 people who really live in the city and the 30 people of the caravan is a total of 70. That overrides the 60 that did do Avodah Zarah, and so they save them. We continue explaining the passage, which says, Hachrim Oysa v'skal asherba, that everything that's inside is a cherem, it can't be used. What do we learn from here? Mikan Amr, from here they said, Nechse tzadikim shebesoicha, the nechasim, all this stuff of tzadikim that live in the city, who definitely weren't Ovid Avodah Zarah, their stuff still gets totally lost. It falls under this cherem because they're in the city, but shebechutzala platin, anything this tzadik has outside the city is saved. But v'shal rishayim, those of the rishayim who were Ovid Avodah Zarah, bein shebesoicha, bein shebechutzala, harilu ovden, whether their stuff is inside or even outside the city, it gets totally lost. We're going to time for the day and pick up tomorrow with one last Mishnah Vav, discussing Irani Dachas, and on to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, going back to discuss those who are Chayiv Mises Bezdin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.